Today we're visiting with Tori McKay. Tori came back because because she did. She's got a couple lights out programs. We've already had some. First of all, Tori's with YSS Kids Club. Kids Club really promotes the after school and the lights on after school program. I guess is that, I think that's the whole title or something like that.
Yeah, lights on after school.
Yeah. So we started, first of all, early in the month, you get a proclamation. I know the supervisor did the proclamation. Yep. You guys were on hand for that. You invited them to come out to this. And does every Kids Club program do it?
Yep. So all seven of our locations in October, the kids get a plan and host the event. So we have two left tomorrow. So our Gilbert sites and Ballard's are tomorrow because we do them in our Boone and Story County sites. So halfway done. So tomorrow night. But October is always such a busy time. A lot of planning and attention goes into October and the details of the events. Okay. All of our supervisors go to the school board meetings, city council meetings. I went to Board of Supervisors. Really just raising awareness of our programs in the communities.
To let them know, yes, we are there both before and after school. Yeah. But primarily the big thing is after school. And it goes back many years when we were looking for programs because of latchkey kids.
Yep, yep. And we do just a few statistics, but they do show that the hours between 2 and 6 are those peak hours for risky behaviors in the communities. And currently there is 7.6 million kids that go home by themselves after school in America. Yep, yep.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of kids. Yep. So we really,
I mean, we still have some that do, but we do have, I mean, well, of course, then the other aspect we've talked about in the past is how many can we get in our program?
Yes, that is true.
That's a challenge.
Yep. Yep. And there is, you know, for every kid in our program, there's that many kids that, you know, all around America waiting to get into after school programs.
So, one of the things that I always thought was, is this a good opportunity for you to let school boards, city council people, elected officials say, you know, we've got this need, we're full, and we could take more, but again, resources, that's a big thing. That's a big issue.
I mean, we're all in partnerships with the school, so space in all of the schools is always, you know, an ongoing challenge, if you will. So, and also keeping the quality of our program, because just because they give us, you know, a giant gym or a giant cafeteria to try to put 70 kids in one space.
You got to have people for 70 kids.
You have to have the people that can manage those groups. So just working in partnership with the school on space and, you know, kind of facing those challenges, but definitely keeping the quality of our Kids Club programs is very important to us as well.
So the ones we've done here, I still have the invitation that Hannah brought to the council meeting.
Yes.
And I think the glue was still wet on it.
Probably.
When I got
it. But, possibly.
No, but those are, again, some, you have projects the kids actually do. They make the invitations.
Yes. It is very child-led. I mean, sometimes they have big ideas that we have to kind of tone down, you know, into something that would work. But yes, the kids do all the invitations. We plan a dinner, so they decide what they want for the meal. That could be anywhere. We've done walking tacos as a popular one, hot dogs, macaroni and cheese. You can see these are child-planned, you know.
These are their favorites.
Yes, they are their favorites. They plan the desserts, and then we normally have a couple of games or stations for the people coming in to do. So kids do decorations. So it's really just a nice time, and that's why we invite the community and, you know, the school officials and everybody in, just to kind of get a glimpse at our program and what we actually do.
What we're doing.
Yep.
It's a one-night shot. Well, you did what here on the 22nd, I think.
Yes.
In Boone.
Yep.
So, and that was at the Ledges.
Yep.
First time or second time out there.
Yep.
Second time.
Our second event out there. Yep. Yep. And we had around 90 people in attendance.
Okay.
Our Boone site did do, one of our staff members took a pie in the face. So we kind of did a fundraising event. So the families and the kids got to choose which staff member they wanted to see take the pie in the face. So they put their money in the jars. And then at the end of the night, we totaled it up. So I almost took it, but I didn't.
Almost.
But somebody else did.
We had somebody else more popular.
Yes. Got yep. yep. And I was okay with that. I worked with kids long enough that that's totally fine. Somebody else can do that.
Did it over in Ogden?
Yep,
also,
Ogden had theirs. Waters. Yep, on
and
Thursday.
And United had...
Yep, United and Boone's were on the same night, so I was at Boone's, so we kind of have to divide and conquer during these times. So, but yeah, everybody had a great turnout. Like I said, the kids planned the activity and kind of the theme. So over in Ogden, they did bingo, so I know they had a bingo game that went on over there. Boone kiddos planned pumpkin patch, so we had pumpkin decorations and all of those things. United actually did a... holidays theme, so they had like a 4th of July station, a Christmas station, so they kind of incorporated all the holidays into their events out there. So tomorrow night I go to Ballard, and theirs was Minions. The kids planned a Minion event, so
we got a variety. Can tell it's all driven by the kids themselves.
All planned by the kids.
And the big idea again, letting people know that there are opportunities. The question is, hey, where do we draw the limits on how big you can get?
Yeah.
Well, we've spread a lot. You've got a lot of schools. So.
Yes, we have. Yep, our programs, you know, when we see the need in the communities, that's where they come from. Gilbert is our one site that does have two locations. So they have a K through 2 and then a 3 through 6 because they grew so much that we worked with the school and split those age groups up. So there are ones that run two different locations in Story County. So
do you need two site people for that then?
You do.
Yeah, you got it.
We are DHS licensed center, so you have to have an on-site supervisor. At each location.
So parents know, and again, I'm going to say, some of them are going to say, well, do you have room right now for more? And you may or may not. We can talk about that later. But obviously, because you have the certification that you have to meet. So sliding fee schedule, things like that. You work with parents as much as you can to make sure.
And we utilize different grants, you know. That's a big thing with YSS Kids Club. We want to keep our programs affordable for all families. So we do have a sliding fee scale. So your fees are based on your income and your family size, as well as many grant and scholarship opportunities available for families in need as well. We are also getting into the holiday giving time at YSS. So we're fortunate enough that we get to put some of our families into that holiday giving. So it's always a special time.
Since we are talking about that, guess before Jeanette lets us know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say, because we are. November's coming up, and you have different age groups, really, where there's need.
Yep. So our kids' club sites are kindergarten through second grade, but I'm not sure if all of the information's on there, but the holiday, YSS holiday giving, you can find out more at yss.org. But all of that goes in, you know, all the families in need around the holidays, and then some of our programs. We have the trees that go out around the community, so it's just a great way to kind of
give
back.
Trees, look for those as they come available.
Yep.
And then and I know there's that group of young adults. YSS has a group of they're young adults.
Yeah, they do the teen club, club programs and some different programs. So
folks, be on the lookout for those. They are going to be coming out here.
Yep.
So a couple of lights on programs after this. How long have you been doing since the beginning?
I've been here 6 years, and we've done events every year. Yep. And they've definitely grown a lot. Lights On After School was launched in October of 2000 by the After School Alliance, and currently they have about 8,000 different events that go on nationwide.
Wow.
That just kind of celebrate Lights On. All happens in October, so as long as I've been there, all of our programs have been joining on and doing these events. So,
Well, we keep working at it too.
Yep.
Got a lot more to do. Other things that are coming up as far as for the Kids Club or the Lights On program, you can tell us. You already mentioned nationwide, 7 million.
Yeah, the need.
Still there.
Yep, it is still there. And we do, we just, for our Boone location, we snuck in the last couple ones off of our wait list, so that was good. So if anybody is interested in care, you can definitely inquire.
Again, go to yss.org.
Yes, yss.org.
Easiest way to get started.
Yep, and to find out more about the Lights On, you can visit the afterschoolalliance.org. They have tons of different information in there and resources on that website as well.
Okay. Busy. Got a lot going on.
Busy month, It's almost over.
and you are moving into the time of the year, so just so parents may know or listeners find out. Obviously, the early out program, yep. when schools do early outs, and some do it on a regular basis, Boone, the first and third Wednesdays.
Yep.
So you get them early.
Yep.
And what, generally until 6?
6, yep. 6 p.m., yep. And then we have, obviously, the upcoming holidays. So we do
We'll have school off.
Yep. So those... like Ogden, they have no school the week of Thanksgiving. They get a whole week off. So we offer care from 6:30 in the morning to 6 at night. So we're there. All of those break days minus Christmas Day and Christmas Eve are the main days that we're closed. So.
That we get off.
Yep.
And I was going to say, and you get the all of a sudden snow days, things like that.
Yep.
Do we still try to operate then, or because parents a lot of times are already out?
Yep, we kind of run with what the school does.
Okay. If they close.
Yep, if they close, we do close. A lot of our staff do commute and travel, as well as families, so we're mm-hmm. kind of on board with keeping everybody safe on those days. Sometimes if the school, you know, if the storm's coming at 4 o'clock or something like that, we have to kind of make the decision just because we are open until 6. So sometimes mm-hmm. we do close early, but we do try to accommodate families and think of them on those days. And our staff members as well. If we have staff that live here in Boone, we'll get the ones that have to commute out. And
okay.
So, yeah.
There's some challenges.
Yes. Yep.
Regular days off. We know, you know, when they have their, well, I think what insert or not in service, but I know like at Ogden, they're going to have conferences coming.
Yeah, conference yeah. days, professional development days. We run program on those days. Actually, Boone had a no school day on the 21st,
yeah.
so it worked out for us to plan our lights on event for the 22nd because we took pretty much that whole no
day.
School day to prep and finish decorations and stuff. So that was actually a nice day to have.
And
so
get all the kids to help.
Yep, yep.
They do. And again, for those that are wondering, again, you have staff that they have to go through training.
Yeah.
This is yep. And this is ongoing training.
Yep. All of our centers are licensed by DHS, so they all have to go through quite a few hours of training right at the beginning of their employment with us, and then continuing education hours as well.
And there are limitations because, again, if you're DHS certified, you got to have so many people for so many students.
Yep, yep. DHS ratios are one adult to 15 children. YSS does try to stick closer to a 1 to 10 to a 1 to 12. Like I said, the quality of our programs is yep. very important to us. So depending on which 15 kids you have, one adult to take care of all of them can be a lot. So.
Okay. If you want to find out more about Kids Club and opportunities to participate, or again, like you said, the Lights On After School program,
yep.
Go online. What was it again?
The afterschoolalliance.org is where you can find more information about Lights On. And then we have been posting on our YSS Kids Club Facebook page a lot. So if you want to see any pictures or anything of our events, you could check that out. And then YSS.org to learn more about Kids Club or the upcoming holiday giving program.
Plenty to do.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty to do. Dave, thanks for taking time to
yes.
come and visit with us.
Thank
Let
you.
Us know what's happening. And again, Tori, well, you kind of oversee what the programs in Boone County.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've got three.
Yeah.
And United is the big one.
Yeah.
Right?
United is our beast. That's kind yeah. of a team effort out there.
You've got a lot of help. And you've had some people that have been around in the programs for a while. That mm-hmm. helps a lot,
yes,
too.
Yes. Yes. So. We have. We actually did at one of our trainings the other day, and we all had to say how long we had been here. So we have quite a few years mm-hmm. of experience within our Kids Club program. Okay. So.
Tori McKay with YSS, thanks so much for joining
yes,
us
thank
and
you.
Getting us up to speed. Gilbert? Ballard, the two that are left yet this week.
Yes, tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.